With sea levels rising, many coastal research labs are helping communities to plan for what happens next. One problem is that now many of them are starting to flood. Coastal research labs, flooding. Tegan Windland, member station WWNO in New Orleans, has the story of one lab.
The Louisiana University's Marine Consortium is a giant X-shaped building at the end of a gravel road, about 80 miles south of New Orleans. It's surrounded by open water and grassy marshes. During a recent open house, cars pack the parking lot, and the lab comes alive. Local families gather around a big table, and grad student Catherine Fitzpatrick shows them a model of the river.
The highest points are along the edge of the river, right? And those are our levees. You can look down on the other parts of the land because it's the highest ground.
The state has built huge levees along much of the coast. That's to protect people and cities, because the state is losing land faster than just about anywhere in the world. One levee was built right near the lab. Professor Alex Kolker watched the big backhoes and trucks moving dirt around as he drove to work every day, and it dawned on him.
That was when it really struck me that we were outside the levee system.
His lab was on the other side, unprotected from rising water. Then the flooding got worse. The lab is raised 15 feet off the ground in case of storms, but now the whole property floods during heavy rains and high tides. It happened about 75 times last year. Kolker and his colleagues often can't get to work. They drive to the end of the road and find water. They have to stop, wait, or go work from home.
In a way, this is sort of an ironic situation.
It is giving this coastal scientist a front row seat to study sea level rise. He measures rainfall and high tides, looking for patterns in the flooding. We walk way out on a wooden dock in the middle of the marsh to check his tide gauges.
Our gauges are down this pole right here. It measures water level, temperature, salinity, and the like.
Based on federal and local data, the sea level here could rise by about 4 feet by 2100. Professor Don Bosch is with the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science. He says scores of labs around the country are studying flooding, sea level rise, and ocean acidification. They're helping states make decisions about how to deal with climate change.
There's never been a time when they've been more critical.
But now, he says, many of them are flooding.
Even if we limit climate change, we're going to see continued sea level rise. And so not only marine laboratories, but resorts and tourist areas and places where people live are all going to have to face decisions about whether they can provide improved infrastructure that allows access and allows them to move up, or they need to move back. They need to retreat.
In some states, they're moving to higher ground, like in Mississippi. In others, they're raising buildings up high, like in Texas, where a lab was hit by Hurricane Harvey. In Louisiana, lab director Craig McLean says retreat is one option. They're brainstorming others.
Maybe it's just a center that sets in the middle of the water all the time, and we have a dock somewhere else that people drive to, and then we shuttle people out to the center.
They're already moving some of their bigger boats to safer ports inland and trying to get a high-clearance military vehicle to drive through high water. But scientist Kolker doesn't want the lab to move.
I mean, I love being here. I don't know if it's called stuck, but as a marine scientist, we have to be by the coast.
Even if it eventually means taking a boat to work. For NPR News, I'm Tegan Wendland in Cocodrie, Louisiana.